Kent Sweezy is with us, and he is the trainer of Leela's Gift. And congratulations, Kent. That was your first lifetime victory.
Good talking to you. I wish you could see the smile on my face when I heard that call.
Yeah, we kind of set that up for you. We wanted to put you in a good mood on this Saturday morning.
That sure did it.
Talk about the feeling when she was coming down the stretch.
I knew that she makes a move. She makes sort of a sustained bid the whole way around the turn. And I thought as long as the horse in front of her doesn't get too far in front of her, she'd mow her down. But when she switched leads about the eighth pole and sort of lugged in a little bit, I was hoping that we could get her hit left-handed a couple times and straighten her back out. And once he did, she drew away, and she actually won. She won by three in the end, which was pretty nice. So it was an awesome feeling, and having my parents there and doing it at Churchill was really, really special.
Yeah, you're a Kentucky boy, and your home track, so to speak. I don't know if you consider Keeneland your home track or Churchill, but either way,
kind of both.
Yeah, you really can't you can't knock either one of those. And no. Was it extra special because your dad bred this horse?
It was. You know, my girlfriend Brittany, who works with us, and she's a huge part of the operation. I think that when I first met her a couple of years ago, the first thing we did was go, as we were driving from New York down to Florida, we stopped at the farm and just sort of went around, looked at some horses, just messing around. And Kathy, my stepmother, said, you ought to go out there and look at this first Samurai filly out of a mare that your dad and you bought. And so we bought the mare a couple of years back. And so we go out and look at her, and it was cool to see her because she was just a big chestnut thing out in the field. And then next thing we know, she's being broken, and Buff Bradley had her for the first few starts, and that was the whole plan, was to once I started out on my own, that I would eventually get her. And it just happened to be that Buff sent her in, and she looked really good, and she had run a couple decent races down at Tampa, and Buff actually said that you ought to try this filly on the dirt. So I said, well, we'll see how she goes. And so we trained her at Palm Meadows all winter, and Jimmy Jerkins was kind enough to give us a stall, so we had a chance to build up a bankroll before we got up here to Kentucky. And she trained really good on the dirt, and we never even put her on the grass down there because she was doing so good, and I thought the time was right to put her in for a tag where she could find her friends. And I tried and tried and tried to get a maiden 50 to go here at Churchill, and it wouldn't go. So we said, well, let's just, you know, she needs to run. She's been training for too long. She needs to run. So we put her in over her head in the maiden special weight going seven, and she ran okay. She showed a lot more speed than I thought she would have. And so again, we kept trying to get a race to go for, and couldn't get one. So we put her in on the grass, and knowing that the forecast said rain, so one way or the other, she was going to run. But I think her preferred surface is definitely dirt, even though she has a good turf pedigree in her second dam too. So it things kind of worked out for us, and the jockey change. We had Sean Bridgman to start with. And I didn't realize that he had a call with Dale Romans, who didn't draw in the race. So once all those scratches came, Romans drew in. Sean Bridgman had to ride that one. So we were trying to find a jock. And it was something that all these guys have done, whether it's Jimmy or Owen or Christoph. Whenever you're dropping a horse down, they wanted to put the top rider on every time. And so it just happened to be that James Graham was open, and he was kind enough to stick around. He rode two races that day, one earlier on the card. So we really had to beg him to stick around, but it was definitely worth it in the end, and I couldn't have been happier with the way he rode her, and really I couldn't be more thankful for him sticking around.
Congratulations, Kent. So exciting. You will never forget your first victory, and I hope you bet because she paid $24 that day.
Christine, it's funny you asked that. I'm not a huge bettor, and when I was working for these guys, it's you tend to, when you bet a horse and it gets beat, you're usually upset with yourself, mainly. Then you go to the jockey, and then you go to the horse. And so I kind of thought, you know what, when I start training, I'm gonna try to not bet too much, because all it's going to do is just frustrate me more if they lose. So I didn't bet her, but my dad bet her a little bit, and he gave a ticket to the Hot Walker, and so everybody was pretty happy afterwards.
Yeah, talk about that. How your crew reacted to that victory? They had to be over the moon.
Yeah, you know, and they all come back in the afternoons, and Brittany and I come back every night and feed at 7:30, and it's just they see us doing it, and so it's one thing to just see somebody do it, and you go out and you can win a couple races here and there, but to sort of win a race kind of right off the bat was really cool. It was sort of it validated all the hard work we put into it. You know, when we ran that filly at Keeneland, and it was over her head, but I was frustrated with myself because all the work we put into it, and then for her to run like that. So it did. It was nice to come back, and the whole crew was excited, and they all said how good she was doing. I mean, you can tell how a horse is doing just by being around them. And you know, when you come back at night, and she's got her head out looking for feed, and the hot walker can't hold her when she's dragging him around the shed row in the morning, and so all signals were pointing that she was going to run a good race, and she did for us.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Now our producer Lee Delapina, he's a guy that knows a lot of things about a lot of things, and he was talking
I like
about
people like that.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy, and he was talking about a cartoon animated thing called Futurama, and there right. was a mutant called Leela who gets a gift. Is that related to the horse's name?
Funny you ask that, actually. I hope the co-owner Leela Brown's not listening to this right now. So we bred this filly, and my dad and stepmother Kathy have had some friends for a long time down in Georgia, I believe, and their name's Jim and Leela Brown, and so they offered just a piece of this filly to them a year or two ago, and so Jim Brown gave it to his wife Leela, and they named her Leela's Gift. So that's the story there. She definitely wasn't a mutant, but I think she's pretty happy. She actually they put a video on Facebook of them watching the race, and you could just tell how excited they were when she was crossing the wire.
That's so great.
They were pretty excited, and this is their first horse. And we had said initially that we try to keep her maiden special. But it's hard to explain to somebody who doesn't know much about racing the importance of making sure the horse fits where you're going to run it. Especially for me starting out, you know, a lot of young trainers get horses sent to them, and they're not allowed to drop the horse in because it's got a sentimental value, or it's got a great pedigree, or it showed so much promise too. A lot of different factors have come into it, but people don't want to drop them in. And so we had to convince them that she won't get taken. This is where she belongs, and we need to get some money back. She's been training for a while, so let's try to get some money out of it. And they did. And so I think we'll probably try to protect her one more race, maybe take her to Indiana and run her in an allowance race up there, or try to find a starter someplace for her. But I don't think we're going to. I think we've seen a new Leela's Gift, so we're excited to move forward with her.
Well, that's cool that they got to break their maiden along with you, and I'm sure that's something they'll never forget either.
Oh, I'm sure not. The first call after the race, I'm walking back to the test barn, and the first call is obviously to the owner, thanking them for their patience and that, and then my second call was to Jimmy Jerkins, and Jimmy can be kind of an emotional guy, and so can I, and so it was just nice, you know. Jimmy, it cheers for me all the time. You know, every time he sees a horse of mine work or sees one in, he's really quick to say good luck and give his take on the race, and so he was really, really excited for me.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice to have a mentor that still pays attention after you're long
exactly.
gone, so to speak. Very cool.
Exactly.
Well, what's next? You got some more horses in the wings?
Yeah, I'm actually sitting up here in the grandstand right now watching a couple 2-year-olds go that picked up at Timonium. And so that's exciting. And then hopefully go down to OBS June and pick up some more.
Cool. So if somebody wants to get a hold of you and wants to get in on the Kent Sweezy bandwagon, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, no website yet, but I answer my cell phone and I text and all that, so... my number is 859-421-6829, and I'm on Twitter. I've got a big presence on Twitter. I think that's sometimes Twitter's better than a website, really, because people check it all the time, you know. And like Marty McGee from the Racing Forum asked me how many texts I got. I got 100 texts, but I probably got 1,000 different tweets and retweets and things like that from jockeys and trainers and owners and friends. So it's not tough to get a hold of me.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. And ladies, he's got a girlfriend that works with him, so don't be calling him.
All hours of the night.
Don't get him in trouble. He's got work to do. He has to get up early.
Please don't.
Lots of things going on. And I'll give our show, Trainer Talk, a shameless plug. If you're interested in listening to more about Kent, his life, and his horses, You can go to our website, horseracingradio.net, and go to the shows button, hit Trainer Talk, and you'll see the Trainer Talk with Kent Sweezy. You can download it on your phone and listen to it when you're flying or while you're jogging or whatever, or right there on your computer at your leisure. So take a listen to that. It was a fun show. We had a good time doing it. Well, best of luck, Kent. Great.
Dude, thanks very much.
Great start.
To you guys, you and Christina, thanks a lot. And hopefully I can be on again.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we'll keep following you. We may not be Jimmy Jerkins, but we'll keep an eye on you.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you
good
too.
Good luck.
All right, thanks a lot.